While the presidential campaigns in both parties seem to prattle on endlessly, one thing we know for sure. Come Friday, January 20th, 2017, someone new will enter the Oval Office, probably with sore feet after a day of inauguration parades and balls. The real business of transition is already underway. We get more now from Dan Blair, president and CEO of the National Academy of Public Administration. Dan, this must be a fun time for you in the Academy.
I think it's an exciting time because this is what the Academy does best. Is wrestle with deep issues of public policy in order to make government more effective and efficient.
So tell us what transition activities are already underway. I guess you've got some panels and some people to advise the panels. Tell us about your whole apparatus here.
What we've done with, we call our initiative the T16 initiative. And what we've done is divided into four different issue areas. We have a panel devoted to collaboration across boundaries. That's the federal, state, and local nonprofit NGO interaction. That's headed up by Don Kettle. We have recruitment and retention of senior leaders. That's both for political and career. And Hannah Sestera is heading up that panel. We have evidence-based government initiative, chaired by Robert Shea. And then the strategic foresight panel is chaired by John Kaminsky. What these panels will be doing is examining these various issue areas, writing some papers, and with the ultimate goal of issuing recommendations and ideas to the campaign beginning in early summer and June and continue as the field narrows. We also intend to be a resource for the candidates before and after the election.
These are the big issues of the nuts and bolts of government, basically, and depending on the candidates that come in, they will either have been in the federal government or maybe in the legislative branch, but not in the executive branch. A lot of possibilities for experience of the people coming in here.
There is, and I think you hit the nail on the head when you said this is the nuts and bolts of government. We're not recommending policy to the campaigns. That's up to the campaigns themselves. What we want to do is give them the building blocks so they can make sound decisions as to what policies they want to promote during the campaigns and in their platforms.
And the issue areas you've outlined, collaboration, retention of people, evidence-based government, and so on, those are really issues that cross whatever political boundaries that might exist and are something that regardless...
Exactly. One of the things that we want to do is build on the momentum that we have in programs or issues where things are actually going right. There is such an inclination on the part of an incoming administration to... throughout everything of the previous administration, because the new administration wants to have its mark on public policy. What we want to be able to do is provide them with the tools they need to identify those things in government that are actually working and can be enhanced, and maybe those areas that aren't working that they want to change and include in their agenda. But we definitely want to highlight those areas that we have been building on over the last, not just even the 7 years, but over the previous 20 years, spanning from the Clinton administration, the Bush administration, through the Obama administration.
And these areas, collaboration, retention of talent, use of evidence, and strategic foresight in planning programs, has those areas evolved themselves over the years?
Exactly. They've evolved tremendously. We've seen, like, with the evidence-based agenda, you know, beginning with the PART program, in the Bush Office Management and Budget, and how it's morphed into program evaluation in a much more robust program. We've seen with the Government Performance and Results Act, which was enacted early in the Clinton administration, we've seen how that has been improved, and that's why we're promoting strategic foresight outside of the 4 or 5 year strategic plan realm, looking at what's ahead 5, 10, 15 years down the line. In order for a department and agency to be prepared for this changing demographics and the changing citizenry in order to better deliver services and products.
And you look at the federal financial situation and the deficits and so forth, which will affect everyone equally, regardless of what they want to do when they get into office.
Exactly. That's precisely right. And I think that the thing is that when you're on a transition, you are drinking from the proverbial fire hose. And that you don't want to be presented with new agenda items. Those are already included in your platforms. What you want is real-time information in order to enhance what you already have there and build upon the respective agenda of the candidate in order to move forward and that they don't have to reinvent the wheel when they come into office.
We're speaking with Dan Blair. He's the president and CEO of the National Academy of Public Administration. And at this point, are you getting cooperation and help from the administration that's now in place? Because I read recently that the chief of staff of the White House, Dennis McDonough, is saying, yeah, we're already thinking about how we're going to help transition, even though we've got a year to go.
It's very interesting to see how transitions have morphed over the last 20 years. I think it's fair to say that 20 years ago, it was problematic to start talking about transition at this point. And I think that the good government groups that are out there have really given the campaigns permission in order to start airing these things before the public. You can't start this thing the day after the election. You have to plan, and you have to plan ahead. The respective presidential nominees will start receiving their GSA will be providing them office space for the transition after the respective party conventions. And we want to make sure that we have the resources available to assist them should they be requiring that.
You answered my next question, which is it's probably too early to hand over any information to, say, a Donald Trump or a Ted Cruz or a Hillary Clinton or a Bernie Sanders at this point.
Well, I'll tell you, our fellows are very well connected, and that we have had contact with various campaigns on both sides of the aisle. So it really isn't too early yet. We want to reach out, but it's also we don't know how that field is going to narrow, particularly on the Republican side. So that's why we're doing the research now. I'm really proud to say that we have a top-notch panel of senior advisors, which will be reviewing the materials and adding their input from their multiple years of public service.
Yeah, you mentioned Don Kettle, Hannah Sister, Robert Shea, and John Kaminsky. They've all been guests on the show, I should point out. And they each have a panel on the four areas we talked about. But then you've got a long list of supernumeraries, Steve Goldsmith, Sean O'Keefe, Alice Rivlin, and so on. What will their role be?
Well, their role will be acting as senior advisors to these panels, and they'll be reviewing the panel materials and making suggestions or recommendations as they see fit. These are really luminaries in the public administration field, and we want to bring them in at the level where they are not part of the transition teams, of course, but from their years of service in the political realm, that they can look at what the panels are doing and adjust it, if necessary, to make it more acceptable and readily available for the transition teams.
And the four panels themselves, what types of people will they bring into their work, and how will they operate between now and, say, the conventions and then later on?
Well, they're going to be working this spring. We have a number of events planned for all four. The working groups are made up of fellows and others as well. We have academics involved. We have other folks who are well-recognized in the field of public administration. So they're going to be working on their respective panel agendas and move forward as the spring comes with the intent of providing real-time advice come June in the summer.
Dan Blair is president and CEO of the National Academy of Public Administration. Thanks so much for joining me, and we'll check in as this whole thing proceeds.
Tom, I welcome the questions, and if any of your viewers have questions, I urge them to contact us here at the Academy.
All right. You can share this interview with colleagues, and we'll put a link there to the Academy, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive, and click Share with Friends, and you can share the interview.